Hi, I'm Sue Calloway, car columnist with Fortune Magazine, and I'm here in Bel Air today to drive one of the rarest cars on Earth, the Maybach Accelero. It's a one-of-a-kind, hand-built, $8 million, 700-horsepower monster.
What does it feel like to sit in an $8 million car? Expensive. The leather's amazing. Everything, all the details are handcrafted, hand-laid carbon fiber in red and black to match my six-point racing harness. And you may be able to see in back that there are two matching red carbon fiber helmets, and that's because this car was literally built for the track for speed. She's smooth, but she has a bite, I can tell. This car does 0 to 60 in 4.4 seconds. Listen to that engine. Woohoo! The Accelero was originally commissioned by the Fulda Tire Company. They wanted to build a car of this vast size and capability to prove that they could make extra-large, low-profile tires that could carry 6,000 pounds and go 218 miles an hour. No other sports car in the world has wheels this large. The Accelero was handcrafted in Italy. It took $8 million of development money to get this car on the road in a surprisingly short 25 months. And in fact, the car was designed by students, by German design, transportation design students in Pforzheim at the university there. They've used some really trick materials on the interior. This whole center console surround is actually neoprene, the stuff wetsuits are made of. I've got to applaud Fulda Tire Company and Mercedes Maybach for building this. This is the kind of car that we just don't get anymore. In fact, this Accelero is spiritually based on another test car that was built by Fulda and Maybach back in 1939. Sadly, in the war, that car was lost and no one has ever found it again. I can only hope that somebody opens up some garage doors somewhere in the German countryside someday and there it is. You know, everywhere you go in this car, people not only like it, they want to touch it. They want to own it. And they all want to know how much it costs. I valet parked this car at the Irvine Spectrum in Irvine, California the other day. And there was a crowd of people, like a swarm of mosquitoes around it, all with their camera phones out. And one gentleman was so excited by the car, he had his camera backwards and kept taking pictures of himself. Okay, I'm spoiled for life. I can't believe I have to go home and get into a real car again after this. Oh, alas, the drive comes to an end too fast.